There was one day I had a career fair. I had my backpack since I had just come from class and was planning on skipping the next one to make time to even attend the fair in the first place. And it happened to take place at my school's stadium, or a massive location, to fit all the companies who were there. So I got there, ready for pretty much everything. I had my questions prepped, I had a folder in my backpack, I was prepared. Well, except for one thing. See, my university center, like many others across the United States, is very strict about what you bring in. So instead of being able to stand in line and get in, I had to stand in a different line. See, my university had rented a trailer where students were forced to chuck all their bags inside and were given a number in the hopes that when they were done, they could come and collect their bag. Because of course, even for a career event, the bag policy doesn't change. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie on bag policies and why I really don't like them. To be clear, I have no problem with venues limiting the size of the bag that is allowed to be brought. Suitcases don't need to be brought everywhere, and this applies specifically to venues and not airplanes, although we could discuss the economics of the bag policy of the airplanes another time. That's not my focus. Let me explain the two types of bag policies that peeve me. One, when only clear bags are allowed within a certain diameter, and two, when no bags are allowed whatsoever. Specifically on the clear bag policy, this is what my university uses for our big stadium and center, consisting of only allowing clear plastic, vinyl, or PVC bags, and sometimes even super small bags like a clutch can be let in. So, okay, first on the logistics side of things. Clear plastic sucks. These bags are expensive because the university knows we need them, and they're made super cheaply. The material itself is bad for the environment because when they break, people throw them out, which often happens because of their shoddy construction. But also, at most university stores, they're sold for really, really expensive prices so the university can make a killing on them, despite the fact that it shouldn't be worth that price for a clear bag, and it certainly shouldn't be worth that price for a bag that will fall apart on you instantly. Also, I don't know if this is just me, but I don't want everyone to see what I have in my bag. People don't need to know what my pads look like, what medicine other people are using, and that general idea. Also, what if you have a kid and it's a sports game? Diaper bags should not be clear plastic, and fitting everything in one of those bags sucks. And not to bring the house down or make it really negative and gross, but what if your baby poops itself and now you have to display poopy pants in your bag? I know that's really extreme, but I'm really incensed about this topic. I don't like clear bag policies, not just because the bags themselves suck and because I think it's quite abusive for universities to be saying, okay, you cannot bring in a bag unless it is this very specific type of bag that we sell for a premium price, but it seems weird and awkward for someone trying to use these bags in the first place on top of it. Now, the argument in favor is typically because it's faster than searching through bags, which is fine. I guess that can be true. But things can still be hidden behind other things. So at the end of the day, my bag still ends up being checked. They still go through your bag to make sure nothing's hidden behind it. And it defeats the whole point because you're telling me that we're not supposed to bring in things that would be bad in a stadium setting, and the reason why we're preventing that is clear bags, and then you go and check bags anyway, that it's no longer as efficient as we thought it was supposed to be. And on top of that, there are still metal detectors. There are still systems in place that allow you to skirt around these rules, or not necessarily skirt around the rules, but that allow you to prevent people from skirting around rules without requiring them to have a clear bag. That's the whole reason why we're in a technologically advanced society, isn't it? So that we don't have to be taking the hard way in order to ensure safety for people going into a public place. I think that is what technology should be used for, is safety of individuals going into a space. And it's clear that in these cases, that's not what the tech is being used for, which I find quite fascinating. And anyway, I'd also like to claim that a lot of this action that you see people taking, or universities taking, or even different concert sites, is because they don't want you bringing your own beverages in, which could be bad if it's alcohol, but they also don't want you bringing your own food in because they want you to buy what they have. It's all about economics and them generating a profit. It's not actually about we care that deeply about safety. It's about we don't want you to bring stuff in. That means that we cannot directly benefit from you, which is annoying because at one of the events I had to go to for my school, I basically just didn't buy any food because the lines were too long. And so I was really hungry for a good amount of hours before I finally left and went back to my dorm. But if I could have brought food in, I wouldn't have meant that I would no longer buy food from, you know, the stadium. I would just not buy food from the stadium in general. But me bringing food would just mean I'd be a little less grouchy. So that argument even there, I don't necessarily see why I need to be benefiting the stadium that much and why I can't bring my own food in. But again, having a clear bag policy allows them to prevent you from doing that. So I just find it very interesting. And anyways, I still think, again, metal detectors, technologically advanced. There are ways to do this that are better without needing clear bags at all. Okay, and now I want to move on to talking about the no bag policy. I just want to say it is sexist. Women's clothing has been strategically built so that women need purses and need bags in order to store items that they would require on a day-to-day basis. And so by not allowing bags in any venue, you're essentially doubling down on, okay, yeah, women, you can't have anything with you. Which I understand why people would be like, that's not actually what the purpose is. But it feels that way, especially when I was trying to get into a venue and I didn't even have pockets for anything because of what I was wearing. It was a nicer event, so I needed to dress up a little more formal. I was wearing nice pants that happened to not have pockets, and I couldn't bring my bag in at all, which was quite frustrating for me because, like, I needed my wallet, and then there was no place I could really put my wallet or my phone, and those things I needed in order to even get into the event. So, again, these things also happen to target people in different ways that I very much dislike. So, I really think that when venues don't allow bags, it, again, feels targeted. And also, again, we have technology. Do you really think I'm trying to bring a gun in when you have metal detectors and people who can search me? No, I'm not trying to do that. And I also think that for the most part, like, I get banning really huge bags, but I've literally even seen people at venues like this have small bags that have been turned away. And I wonder, like, what's the fear? Like, everyone is moving through lines relatively quickly with or without bags. There's not that much to hide in a bag space, and people actually, when you check bags, they don't, like, open every single tiny pocket. So I don't understand what the big deal is. So talking about this recent show I went to when they had a no big bag policy, but they didn't advertise it at all. This is my other problem, is if you have a bag policy, you need to advertise it. Because I went there and I had to turn back and put my bag back in my dorm because they had nowhere to store it. Basically, the guy in charge told me to go put it in my car. I fear, number one, parking is not that accessible close to the event. And number two, I live in a dorm. I don't have a car to put things in. So I had to walk all the way back to my dorm to put my bag there. So another thing, like, if you are going to have a bag policy, tell people. Write it down. Put that information out there so people are not coming prepared to store their bag, especially if the venue allows bags usually. The venue I went to, I had been to before, and they allow bags. And so that's what confused me even more because there was no information sent out about the policies. And so I think that's another big issue, is if you're going to have a policy, you need to stick to it. So I guess for my career fair, it made sense that the stadium didn't allow anyone to bring their bags in because they do have that clear bag policy. But in those cases, it's still good to reiterate the rules and be like, by the way, this one, don't forget to leave your bags out there, and you're also going to have to stand in a really long line waiting to get in, which I still think is quite unfair and unnecessary. But regardless, the last thing I want to talk about, too, is that I saw a woman at this event I was talking about earlier where I had to turn around and put my bag back, who had a bag marked as medically necessary. And I think that if we have more equitable processes, we don't actually need to do stuff like have exceptions. She shouldn't need to be like to justify her ability to have a bag. And it should just be like, okay, yes, you have a bag. And it was a small bag, too. You should be able to be let through. I really don't see how that should have been a barrier for her. And of course, like, at the end of the day, it wasn't a huge barrier. But even then, I think we should just let all bags through within a size restraint. Like, I'm okay without letting suitcases and huge backpacks in, as long as you're upfront with people about those dimensions. And the same thing, in my mind, does apply to concerts. The clear and no bag policy makes theft even worse because now people have their items stowed on them in more precarious and easy to spot ways, especially if you only have pockets that are not necessarily zipped or they're very shallow, like for a lot of like feminine clothing, as I've already mentioned. It actually makes theft easier. It makes it more unsafe for the individual, while the venue can take a blame away from themselves because, we didn't know theft was going to happen, despite the fact that they very much limited the amount of bags to be brought in that could have helped elevate safety because it's easier to centralize your items in a bag. You could argue the opposite, in that a bag is a very clear target compared to a pocket. But I honestly think that's true when you're working in a concert space. So that's just like my two cents about it. And I also think that even if people might be leaving things behind less, items can fall out of pockets or can be, you know, taken somewhat easier. And I stand by this pretty strongly. In total, I think bag policies stem from laziness and are quite stupid when we live in a technologically advanced world where we can avoid all of these pitfalls. Now, am I going to say this is the biggest problem in the world? No. But I do think that the more you unravel why it's a problem and how it affects people, you start to realize that, okay, expensive medicine might be on display in someone's clear bag that someone else might try to steal. Okay, let's see. You're only allowing small bags in, which makes it harder for people to... You're not allowing any bags in, which makes it harder for people to be able to bring the items that they need in order to take care of their health or their hygiene. You're forcing people to buy items at venues that they might not necessarily want to or maybe can't. And now you're forcing confrontation for people to have to advocate for themselves about being able to let food into a certain place because they have restrictions or being able to bring in medically necessary devices when that could primarily be avoided simply by being more equitable and open to what people can have. That is kind of what I'm arguing here, is that we should put more effort into expanding it so it's less of a hassle for everyone to have to adhere to random guidelines and especially spend money on unnecessary items. All in all, as you can tell, the bag policy sucks, and I think that it is possible to avoid all of these problems if we were just creative enough and willing to put in the effort to use the technology that we have. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I will see you in the next one.